You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think they've had the lead first once in the last 14 games.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. Look, it is great in that, and we got this feel with them last year when they started to really put it together and all that. But, like, it is nice having a team that you can watch a baseball game and be down 2-0 or 1-0 or 3-0 or whatever and feel like they're not out of a baseball game, like, ever. And I think that that's what this team is getting back to. And that's one of the hallmarks of a great team. That's one of the hallmarks of the best teams. Like, those are the teams that you feel like have real chances to do something, is a team that's never out of a game, a team that always fights, a team that battles, because it says something about that team.
And those are the type of teams
that battle against adversity. You know what I mean?
I believe the 08 Phillies led the league in comeback wins. Mm-hmm. So, and I think, like, it is, you're 100% right. It's a hallmark of what the good teams do. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to do it.
No,
every game.
Don't force yourself to do it. You should be able to do it, not always do it. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I think
it'd be a nice 5-0 lead once in a while. Like, let's do that, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe against the Pirates, we could do that.
It would be a thought. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I think the biggest difference between the team now and the team at the beginning of the year is I didn't feel that. Like, I felt absolutely.
It's been the last month. Like, the last month or so, it's turned.
Yeah, when they would go down early in the season, I'd be like, nah, they're done. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot like the pre-Girardi Phillies, where it was like, the pre-Thompson Phillies.
Yeah,
definitely the Girardi Phillies. Where it was like they go down, and it's like, oh, they're going to lay over and die. And this team just hasn't done it. Even the games, and I think that's another reason why I didn't have this doom and gloom attitude, was like, even in the games they were losing, they were coming back. It would just be like some dumb eighth inning home run or whatever, and that would cost them. You know, now they did that on Tuesday night as well. But it's exciting. It's exciting that they are finding ways to come back. It's exciting that, listen, I think the Orioles are great, and they
are great, and they're going to be like, the Orioles are get ready for this. This is the next 5 years minimum of Orioles,
which is that's all they can really do, because then they'll have to tear it down.
They'll trade. That's what I mean. They won't sign the guys and stuff, but like the next 5 years is going to be a really good run for the Orioles, you know.
And like, again, Jackson and Hurstad aren't even there yet.
They have the best young team in baseball, and they have the best prospect just like hanging out among other guys, but like the best prospect in baseball is just like shooting through the minors. He's 19 in Double-A. Like, it's like no big deal.
He's the best prospect for now. I mean, Aiden Miller's coming. I mean, come on. Yeah, 3-for-4 yesterday in his debut. I mean, we'll get back to everything. No lie, I watched the video.
By the way, real quick, I mean, just for reference, the kid we were talking about is Jackson Holliday. Same age. He's in Double-A crushing.
Well, you can make the case the FCL league for the Phillies and Tigers is equal competition to Double-A.
Good point.
Thank you. Yeah. I watched the video.
That one game Aiden Miller had was very impressive. You are correct.
I'm so excited. I watched the double a minimum of a million times. But yeah, like the Orioles are really good. Now, the Phillies got lucky because Felix Bautista was not available like the entire series. They basically gave him series
unbelievable.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So like, because I guess
all their bullpen pitchers are good. So like any, you know, it's still impressive. But
dude,
Bautista's a stud.
I love Cano. Like I was like when he was coming in, yeah. When he's coming in the ninth, I was like, well, I mean,
we'll see ya.
I'll hope. But yeah. Oh, I guess if you want to look at his arm slot is dropping because he's getting tired late in the year. So we all saw that one coming.
So I did. Yeah.
But yeah, so like and this is how I felt about the Rays series as well, is I think the Phillies look toe-to-toe with some of the best teams in the American League. The thing with the Phillies and the single most, like, we can talk about the deadline, and we will, and whatever. But they're not going to go, like, I would be shocked if Juan Soto is a Philly on Tuesday. Like, I think it's going to be a Braves-ish deadline from a couple years ago, 2021, where they find, you know, fringe pieces. And, like, the Phillies will be as good as the top of the lineup is. I think it's like, to boil this down into its simplest form, and the top of the lineup has just been just like so annoying. like the Turner the two spot thing, Schwarber like was just dreadful in the Orioles series. Cassiano's, what he's done post All Star break,
hasn't got a hit since the All Star break. Yep.
It has, but I see your point.
I know.
Harper is coming along. Harper's
been good. Yeah.
JT, like, holy cow, man, please. Like, for all the Turner stuff, and I agree with it, like, JT's been just as brutal at this point. And it's like, to boil it down into its simplest form, like, if the Stars can just be the Stars, like, just be the Stars for 2 months and see how good this team can be. And if they're not, it's just, because you see it. Like, they have the bullpen. They mostly have the starting pitching. It's those guys in the lineup. If they can just be who they are, they've got a real shot here to do something.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that, like, they're all sub 800 OPS guys. Like, Harper might be back over it or whatever now, but, like, the fact that those five guys, each of them making 20 million or more, every single one of those five guys that we're talking about makes 20 million or more for a season to come out and hit. And they're all sub 800 OPS guys.
Bryce is 802. Bryce is 802.
So I thought Bryce. So, like, but seriously, like, think about that. Think about that. We're not saying some 900. We're saying some 800. Like, these are your best hitters. These are $20 million a year guys. Like, we'll get to Juan Soto, but, like, everyone's like, oh, he stinks. His OPS is way higher than anyone on the team. Like, this is crazy. Like, it is, you're right, Jack. Like, it is the single biggest issue with this team, and we'll talk about it with the trade deadline. We'll talk about it just moving forward. But, like, this team will go as far as those five bring them. And that's what, yes, they're being paid $120 million combined. Like, that, yes, that makes sense. You spent $120 million on five guys for a season. You're going to go where they go. They're going to take you where they take you. And to be honest, the fact that the Phillies are 8 games above 500 right now and able to look like a similar level team like the Orioles or these other teams that are playing better baseball and have a better record, like, that is, to your point, such a sign of hope to me. Like, that if like two of these guys just get on a roll, like, what could this team be? Like, they're a playoff team right now, and their five best players have underachieved. Like, that's I'm taking it as a positive. But to your point, like, ultimately they got a hit. but I'm taking it as a positive. Like, those guys haven't hit. They're 8 games above 500.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Phillies should be the third best team in the National League this year. It's as simple as that. Braves, Dodgers, Phillies. Like, they should not be worse than the Reds. They should not be worse than the Diamondbacks. They should not be worse than the Brewers, the Marlins. Like, it's five teams. They all pretty much have the same record at this point. And now it's about separating yourself. Like, now it is the trade deadline's on Tuesday. You see who you upgrade. And then after the trade deadline, given the schedule in August, and I was like, I was going to bring up the take bag, but like the next 14 games, Pirates, Marlins, Royals, Nationals.
Too. I had it too. Yeah, I know, dude. They got like a real run. Honestly, it's really the next month of
baseball. It's a whole month, but like the next 14 games. And the thing about the time that they're getting this run and why it should make this even better, James, is that it's all these teams that are selling at the deadline.
Totally.
So like whatever semi-talent that these bad teams have, they're getting rid of. Like the Pirates already traded Santana. We'll see if they make moves over the weekend. Mm-hmm. The Nationals are going to trade whatever. Well, they might hold on to Lane Thomas, but
they might hold Lane Thomas, but they'll trade
Candelario,
and they'll maybe trade Finnegan and stuff like that. Yeah,
Royals are going to trade what they can get for a lot of their, you know, whatever.
Arlo, whoever, stuff like that.
They play the Nationals twice this month, so mm-hmm. like again, like this is the time where.
You get St. Louis, who's probably going to trade some pieces. If nothing else, they've been well out of it. I mean, they got some real scheduling opportunities, and to your point, teams that are going to be worse in a few days potentially.